This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's Pash Pekudei. It's also Pash Shkalim. I'd like to share with the Eilam an insight in Pash Shkalim. Of course, the Shkalim are used to do and build the Mishkan. It's used for the Karbanis as well. This we all learned in Parshas Kisisa. Interesting, Parshas Pekudei repeats to detail every part of the Binyan HaMishkan and all the money and where it went to. And these are the Pekudim. Pekudim is an account, an exact account of where all the monies went and all the avodas that were done. Interestingly, we have a Rashi that stresses on the word of the beginning of this week's parsha, and that is Mishkan Ha'edus, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. And we find a title for the Mishkan, and that is that it's Mishkan Ha'edus. Rashi says, why is it called Mishkan Ha'edus? Says Rashi, Edus is testimony. This was a testimony. Edus li Yisrael shevite lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMaisa Ha'egel Sharei Hishra Shechinasoi Beinehem. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam returned the Klal Yisrael to be Masher Shechina between them, amongst them. This was a raya. This was an edus, a testimony. Shakadosh Baruch Hu viter. Interesting lashon, viter. On the Maisa Ha'egel. The question is, why all of a sudden here do we have this remez, this point that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Masher, the Shechina, Mishkan Ha'edus, that it's a raya, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Edus Li Yisrael, that he was Masher, Shechina, Sheviter Lema, Maisa, Egel. This is not the first time we mention the Mishkan. This is Mishkan we've been learning for the last few parshias. It's not even the time that the Mishkan is complete. That would be later on in the parsha. Here in the Pekudim, when we give the account of every detail, here the Torah found the place to tell us Mishkan Ha'edus, that it's an Edus Li Yisrael, Shakosh Baruch Hu Viter Lehem Al Maisa Ha'egel L'chayra. It should have been brought before when the mention of the Mishkan, or at the end of the completion of the Maisa, of the building of the Mishkan. Why is it here in the Pekudim as an introduction to the clear accounting of the Mishkan, of where the monies and the avoidus were? Mishkan Ha'edus. Sheviter Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we have to know that this is Mishkan Ha'edus. There are many questions befrat on this Chazal. First of all, the word Viter. Viter usually means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam overlooked. Mevater. You know, there's a famous Gemara in Gemara Baba Kama Daf Nun, where the Gemara says, whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yevatru Chayav, it's a tremendous bad thing to say. To say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Vatron, which means that he overlooks. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't overlook. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's kael kana v'noikein. There's a cheshbin, there's a din. Yes, there's rachamim bedin, correct. A bevatron, yevotru chayov. His life should be overlooked. Not a good thing. And here Rashi uses these words to say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mevater, shevitru. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mevater on the Maisa Egel. Another question that the Mefarshim talk about, that's not what we've been learning all over the place, all over the Psukim and the Chazalin. The Pasuk tells us clearly, Ubiyoyim Pakti, it's a Pasuk in Shema Yislam et Beis, Lam et Beis, Ubiyoyim Pakti, Ufakarati Aleichem. Whenever I remember any sin, any problem, this goes into the account. There's a Rashi, Bamidbar Yates. Rashi clearly says, Lemishmeres. Rashi says clearly, we'll even read the Rashi, it's not to misquote it. Rashi says, Lemishmeres. Pasuk Tes says Rashi that they kept the Ephra Parla Mishmeres Kimoi Shepesha Egel Shamu Ludiris Leperonius Shein Lecha Pkuda Shein Ba Mipkuda Sa Egel Shenemar Ubiyoin Pokdi Ufakarati. So how could we say a Chazal, Rashi quoting a Chazal, Shevitar Lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Rabbeinu Shalom was mevater on the eagle? The Rabbeinu Shalom was bechlal not mevater on the eagle. The Rabbeinu Shalom takes into account and he remembers it. And we're still paying for the eagle till today. So what does it mean, Shevitar? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater al ma'isa ha'egel? The Sfas Emes, that's another kasha, a very famous question. We all know the pasuk Hashayich initam b'seich tumasam. The pasuk says clearly that the Eibishta lives with us even amongst tuma. The Gemara in Yuma daf nun vav amid beis says clearly, says the Gemara Yuma, Hashayich initam afilu b'seich tumasam. Even when they sin, I don't take away my shechina from among them. I still live among them. So what's the raya? Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Viter? What's the raya frektus fasemis? Possibly, we're still betumasam, we're possibly still in the problem of the eagle, and yet, Rabbi Yishlam Meshaychin, he's Mashir Shechinosai, as they state in the Gemara, as they state in the Chazal. So there are many questions that the Mefarshim ask on this Rashi. What's Pshat Mishkan Eidus? Shevitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ma'isa Ha'egel. What's Vitur? What does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shloilom gave up on the Ma'isa Ha'egel? He forgot about it. What are you talking about? Shteta Klor of Yoyim Pokti Fakarati. The Rebbeinu Shloilom never forgets the Ma'isa Ha'egel. What does this Chazal mean? Now the truth is, this needs a lot of Hesber. Over the years, I've spoken about it, but we can spend a good hour just to answer these kashas, because the eagle is complicated. And what does it mean that the sin of the eagle is still till today is a shear for itself? But I would just rather go back to the Rashi and say a pasha to pshat in the Rashi, translating the words. It doesn't say mechila. The Rabbeinu Shlom was not meichel. Doesn't say that the Rabbeinu Shlom was Meichel. It's an interesting word, Viter. Notice it doesn't even say the Chet of the Ego. It says Ma'isa HaEgel. Sheviter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Ma'isa HaEgel. The Rabbeinu Shloim overlooked the Ma'isa of the Ego. The Chet HaEgel is Yoyim Pak Yufakarati. It's Shamar L'Dairis. We still, till today, have to correct what happened with the eagle. But there was something in the Ma'isa HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidus, which showed that the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mevater, Vitur. And that's why Rashi, Koni Chazalin, are specific in the language. It's Viter, on the Ma'isa of the eagle. What does it mean that he was Viter on the Ma'isa of the Eagle? What does it mean? You know, Rabbi Isai, the Ma'isa Eagle had in it many different issues. Besides for the issue of the Avodah Zarah Shebay, there was Avodah Zarah, there was a lack of listening to the Tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Merida against Moshe, there were many different issues in the Ma'isa Eagle, and like I said, to go into the Ma'isa Eagle will take much more than the time allotted in this year. But there's a part of the Egel, which is that the Rebbeinu Shleilim said, I gave you the Kesev Azov. I gave you gold. I gave you riches. I gave you money. And this is what you do with the money. As a matter of fact, Moshe Rabbeinu turned it around. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu told us to Rebbeinu Shleilim, Dizav, the fact that you gave them so much money, that itself was the root of the Egel. In Parshas Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mefired all the chatoyim that Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar, Remiza, Dizav, Dizav, that you gave them too much money. So what exactly is the Musar, if it's Dizav, I mean, if it's only meant to be Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael, Dizav, so then what was the Remiza, the Musar that he gives Klal Yisrael? And the answer is, Atadaz Gufa, if the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives you money, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam pours on you Shefa, Bracha, and Atzlacha, this is what you do with it. This is how you pay back the Rebbeinu Shleilam with the Kesev Azov that was given to you. Dizov, yes. Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Kedushas Levi, knew how to turn everything that it should be for Klal Yisrael's Saniguria. But it's supposed to be for the defense of Klal Yisrael. But Avad, it was meant also be Ma'ir the Eden. Dizav, at the dust tustum at the Rebbeinu Shleilam's gelt. This is Dizav. This is what it. You got so much. This is how you pay back the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I now start to understand the answer to the question. I asked you, why is Mishkan HaEdus, Eidus that the Rebbeinu Shleilam was Viter, why is it here? Why is it in the Pekudim, when we give the account, when we go through the exact numbers of the money that was given and where it was given to and for, does it become Mishkan HaEdus? And the answer is, Shaviter Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Maise HaEgel. There's a Chet Egel, and there's plenty into the Egel that we still till today have to correct. But the Maisa HaEgel was a Kfiyas HaTayiv against the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Here the Rebbeinu Shleilam sees in the Maisa HaMishkan that Klal Yisrael is capable of using the money and giving and doing to do the right things with the money. So Viter, the Rebbeinu Shleilam said, I'm going to be Mevater. Viter can't be on a chet. There can't be such a thing on a chet. The word viter, shakol sha'imash HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron yivatru chayav. But on a kfiyas hatoiv, on a attribute that Klal Yisrael shows to the Rebbeinu Shleilam in the Egel, so Rebbeinu Shleilam says, I'm going to overlook that because I now see what the Yid is really. What is the Yid? The Yid is not a coffee type. The Yid is a makir type. The Yid, when he's given money, he puts his money where the Rebbeinu Shleilam's covet is. He comes, he does, he gives, he brings. And you ask me where I get this from? It's a Mefurash Rashi, I say. You just have to open sometimes your eyes and read every word in a Rashi. And sometimes the Rashi is Nishta Fanart. It's somewhere else. There's a Rashi in Vayikra. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Pasuk Chav Beis, on Shulik. Vayisa Aaron es yadav alom vayivorchem. Vayered me'asais hachatos ve'oilu v'ashlamim. It's Taka Chav Gimel. Vayavay Moshe v'Aaron el Eil Mayit. Vayetzu vayivorchu es ha'om. gave them a bracha. What was the bracha? So Rashi says, Amru v'inayam Hashem alikeinu aleinu. Yiratzayin shetishra shechina maise yedecha. That was the bracha. Fisha kol zayin yimei amiluim shemidu maise lemishka v'shimish boi upark b'chol yoyim loy sharsa boi shechina. They were afraid. There was no Ashras Ashkin in the Zayin Yemei Miluyim. And they told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kala Toirich Shetarachnu Shetishra Shechina Beinenu V'neida Sheniskaper Lonu Avoin HaEgel. All the Tircha that we put in. We put a lot of work into this Mishkan. You know why we put this work into the Mishkan? Well, we wanted Ashras Hashchina after the Maisa Egel. We knew we lost something special. We knew we lost Ashras Hashchina. So Tarachnu, we were matriach ourselves. It wasn't an easy thing to build the Mishkan. It took lots of work. Took lots of open hearts of giving of nedava. Zokt Klal Yisrael Moshe, we have a problem. We put so much work and yet there's no Ashras Hashchina. And what is bothering us? Oven HaEgel. See, Rabbi say that's what the pshat is. Mishkan HaEdus. The Eidus is LiYisrael Shniskaper with Ashras Hashchina Dafkin in the Pekudim, in the details of how much money was given and how much work was put in. The Rabbi Yishlam saying, yes, I saw all that Tircha. Yes, I accept the fact that you were so much involved and put so much work and effort and money into building a Mishkan. And Melitz Mishkan Ha'ed was here in Elah Pekudim, and we give the exact account of all the money and all the work and how to the detail everything went perfect exactly to do the Ratzon Hashem Tziva Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The repetition in the parish is so clear, Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So Elah Pekudim, because here the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is being makir toiv on the tircha of Klal Yisrael. See? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam repeats over again and over again in the detail of what they did. And I've told you many times, it's to bring out the ma'ila of Klal Yisrael, and it's also how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at Klal Yisrael. Rebbeinu Shel Olam saying, I didn't just wake up one morning and there was a mishkan. Look how much work went into it. And I recognize that as well. You know, Rabbi, I, over the years, as a Rosh Hashiva, Yigalite, that learned by me, there's always Shalom Bayis issues that come to the door of a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva. One such issue is an interesting case. Husband and wife came. Look what he bought me. She comes and she shows a beautiful diamond ring. Those days, I didn't even know they made such rings. You know, I didn't even realize that such a thing could. It looked like a structure for itself. Okay. So I said, so what is the Shalom Bayis problem? It sounds what was the issue? So he turns around and he says, I don't know, I bought her this beautiful gift. And she's still not happy. And I'm angry about it. I put so much money into it. So I asked, so what's bothering you? He says, did he tell you how he bought the diamond? He went over to one of his friends in shul and he said, listen, the anniversary is coming up. Do me a favor, pick out a diamond, all right? Whatever you think is nice, okay? And just send me the bill in the mail and I'll take care of it, okay? And he looks at me, So what's wrong? What's the problem? So she turns around, she says, you think I want the diamond? I'm going out and buy my own diamond. Did you put any effort into it? Did you put any thought into it? Did you try to think that maybe it's more important for me how much work was put into it, and how much thought was put into it, and how much hearts was put into it? What does the diamond tell me? That what? That you're rich? Okay. I know you're rich. I got it. I learned a tremendous lesson from this. And of course, it's a simple lesson. It doesn't take much chachma to see the lesson in it. And that is, it's not always the money that you give. It's how you give the money. It's what's behind the money. It's what's behind the gift. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is saying, I don't want to just say, oh, there's a Mishkan. I'm going to chazer over again and over again and over again. Every penny that was given and how much work was put into it over again and over again. And this becomes L'dayris. L'dayris. What is the Mishkan? And the Mishkan is not the final bias, but the work that was put into it. And I want to tell you Chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. Klal Yisrael did not put up the Mishkan. It's not true. When people, especially children, come home from yeshiva, they're going to say, Tzalel built the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan. It's not true. It's not true. Actually, the Eibishter built the Mishkan. It's a Mefurash Rashi, it's a Mefurash Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu could not put up the Mishkan. I guess contracting-wise, I guess according to the laws of physics, it just couldn't stand. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam said, make as if you're going to put up the Mishkan. I'll put up the Mishkan. I'll take care of it. B'yoyim Hokim, it became by itself. B'yoyim Hokim HaMishkan. Chazal say, Sigavarim Fuzich Alein, the Rebbeinu Shleilam built it. What's the pshat? This bracha, Yiratzayin Shetishra Shechina. I didn't ask you to build me a Mishkan. I asked you to put the work into it. That's what I wanted. Bayin v'lichtas alichken alein. The Rebbeinu Shalom needs you to build a Mishkan. No. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to put the work and the lave and the nefesh that goes into building the Mishkan. But it does build the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shem owns the whole world. It's all his. Hakel Shalai. It's all belonging to him. So was zuchte von uns? When we dive into the Eibishter, what are we doing? The Farshim talk about it. The Mapit. When the Eibishter needs your tefillas. The Rebbeinu Shem is a lot bigger than that. The Rebbeinu Shem will dear. The Eibishter wants you. He doesn't need the final product. Does ken alein ton? Avil dir. He wants you. There's a meiritika b'nei yisaschar apesai in Pashas Vayakel. The pasuk says, "Vayoyim emeishal kadas b'nei yisrael." In the beginning of the parasha, "Zeh adovar asher tziva Hashem leimar kum itchem kum al Hashem." Kol nidiv liba yivyeu eis trumas Hashem. Chekte b'nei yisas chapash nekashe. It's almost repetitious, the pasuk. Chum idchem, take the truma. And then it says, kol nidiv liba yivyeu. Okay, truma l'Hashem, that's it. They can bring it. I mean, where else? What else should you do with it? Take Nemes Vas Nachamol Yiviyav is bring in Trumas Hashem. Okay, we understand we're talking about Trumas Hashem. Zakte b'nei Yisaschar Gevaldik. The Truma wasn't only the money. The Yiviyav was also the Truma. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted Truma. Zal Gebin. And Zal Zayn Momin, Dein Geld. When it's all Zayin, Dain, Arbit, Avoida, you got to put work into it too. Yivyeha. It wasn't only Truma Lashem separating the Truma. Rabbi Yisrael wanted. You know, a lot of people today, they'll send you, speak to my secretary, she'll send you out a check. You know the way of the world today, right? My people speak to your people and email and our upper alamaisis, right? Boy, don't bother me. Don't bother me. You know, there's a very famous line that they say, call me what you want, just don't call me at home. Rabbi Zuckman, that's a famous, anybody that has a business, vase, they're lying. Call me what you want. And after minutes, just don't call me at home, especially not during supper. Okay? Rabbi Isai, the Rabbi Nishlan wanted you to yell, Alain Ton, Alain Bring. And I think Rabbi Isai, this is a good introduction to understand the parish of Shkolim. What is the parish of Shkolim? What is Shkolim? And then you see that we were saving the time of Haman. We were saved because of the Shkolim. Hikdim, Shikleim, Lishkolov. That the Shkolim of Haman was ready to destroy us, and the Shkolim that we gave in the time of the Mikdash, that saved us. What is Shkolim already? It's a machza shekel. Machalamaisis, it's half a shekel at the end of the day. What's a shekel? I'll tell you a good joke. I see that the Olam is ready to leave. I'll tell you a good joke. Okay, maybe this will keep the Olam interested. My father told it to me. So I guess it's Mitayra Sa'av. My father came to my house to visit my son, and he tells me that there were two people who were counterfeiting. One person counterfeited dollars, and the other person counterfeited shkolim. That the one who counterfeited dollars, they put him into jail, and the one that counterfeited the shkolim, they put him into a mental institution. If you're counterfeiting already, mach shkolim, was chafun zinin, v'asheshem v'altem shekel. So there's something wrong with you. Why am I saying this vitz? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand the whole shkolim. Chazal even says, Chazal say. And he turned around to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Now, people think he didn't understand the half a dollar that this, what doesn't this, but the Moshe didn't understand. So if you look at the Mekair, where Rashi brings this Chazal, Heraloi, Mabeh, Shalesh, in the Psikta, is the Mekair, the Psikta, Rabasi, Perik, Pezayin, Ches, there it says that Moshe couldn't understand that. That's called Kaifer Nefesh. Moshe couldn't understand with the halba shekel was. It's called koifer nefesh. Das is koifer nefesh. Moshe couldn't understand was is the halba shekel. Was is this? Was tutzachopta? So if you look at Chazal, Chazal say and Rashi quotes it. Heraloi matbeya shalesh. What's the matbeya shalesh? And Alech Sidish Svarim. There's a slavey and Andach Siddish Svarim speaks Barichas about the Eish is the fire, the bren. It's not the dollar bill. It's the Eish that goes behind. It's the Nefesh, it's the lave. It's how much hearts you put into it, how much fire you put into it. You know, a person could give a dollar. Hey, get the guy, get rid of the guy. Then you give a dollar, you tell the guy, listen, I wish you chizuk and a bracha and a daganza. So the dollar becomes a vehicle, Rabbi Isai, to do unbelievable chasadim besides the dollar. Give you a chance to mechazik a yid and give him a bracha. Azeful zachin can. There's so much you could do with that dollar. Heroloi matbeya shalesh. You know, Rashi doesn't quote the whole chazal. I don't know why. Rashi just says Matbeya Shalesh. Where does the Matbeya Shalesh come from? From Rabbi Shem Shor, he has a bank upstairs. Where is the Matbeya Shalesh? So the same psik that says, Mitachas Lekis Mikis Yaakovit. This Matbeya. Avishta has what? A treasure chest of Shkolim under his Kis Yaakovit. What does it mean? What does Mitachas Kis Yaakovit? The Teretz Rabbeisai is, many of the Chassidish Sfarim speak about it, the Nefashis of Klal Yisrael, are found underneath the Kisei HaKavod. Nefesh Yisrael comes from under the Kisei HaKavod. It's in all the Svarim, going all the way back to the Sifrei Kabbalah. Rabbi Yisrael was showing Matbeya Shalesh. The Shkolim of Yid is a lot different than just the dollar bill. It's Matbeya Shalesh. There's a Nefesh. It's how much they put into it. The Nefashis of Klal Yisrael. That's Kofer Nefesh. That's what the Chazal mean. It's really the Nefesh Taka. You know, it's interesting. Money and Chazal have an interesting, it has an interesting name. It's called Dominot. And Chazal say Dom Tarti Mashma. Say Blut. Domim is blood and Domim is money. What does it mean? What do Chazal try to say? Chazal are trying to say that there's a whole idea of mammon. And when the Rebbe Yishlam gives money, it could be the dam, it could be the nefesh adam. It's another way of giving from zich. You know, when a person wants to fast, and he can fast, places where you're supposed to, chas v'shalom, if a sefer Torah falls, tefillin, they say, you're poyed it with money. And the cheshbon that the poyskim say is this cheshbon, because this represents the person, domim, his life, his money by Klal Yisrael should be understood, its purpose. That it's always matbeya shel esh, and it's mitachas kisei HaKavod. I would like to end with the following. There's an interesting yitzrus for Parsha Shkolim. And the stanza of the Musaf Parsha Shkolim, the Yitzris, is all the same. Or Panecha Aleinu Adai Nisa. Or Panecha. Shekel Esa Babayis Nachayim Venisa. And this is the consider the stanza of how the Yitzris end. Or Panecha, the light of your face, Adai Nisa. Lift up Shekel Esa. And I will lift up the shekel, babayis, nachim, venisa. What does it mean? And of course, the yitzus have many meanings. There's a lot of deep things in the... So I saw a vart from Sheila Belza. Meridik vart. Meridik. He says, Ar panecha means that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is noisy panim to Klal Yisrael. Don't forget after the egel. And again, he doesn't say it with the arichus and the way I'm going to explain it, but more or less this is what he means. Don't forget, the Rabbeinu Shleilam officially turned away his face by the egel. We asked the Eibish, the Or Panecha Tishra Shechina, that's what it means. Or Panecha, Aleinu, on us, Bimashra, the Shechina. The Shkalim reversed the fact that the Rabbeinu Shleilam took away the Nesias Panim from us. It reversed it. I want to show you something interesting that I believe it's a Mefurishim Medrash. The Medrash says, in Parshas Hazinu, it's a Tanchuma, the Medrash says that there's a problem. In one place, the Rabbeinu Shloilam says, Lo Yisa upon him. Rabbeinu Shloilam's not nice upon him. Lo Yikach Sheichad. But then it says that the Rabbeinu Shloilam was nice upon him to Klal Yisrael. So which one is it? Are you nice or are you not nice? Do you show favoritism, so to speak? Are you nice upon him? Which is Vitur Aboisai, going back to the original Rashi, Vitur. Are you Mevater or you not Mevater? So the Medrash says, Kishai Yisim Tshuva. When you do Tshuva, then I'm nice upon him. Interesting. So then that's called nice upon him. So then what's Lois upon him? When you didn't do Tshuva, says the Medrash, and I'll show you in what case I was nice upon him. Ashras Hashchin in the Mikdash. That's called nice upon him. That means that the Eibishter overlooked, he was nice upon him. If I may use the word, he took Sheikhat. But it wasn't Sheikhat for money, Rabbi Yisai. It was Yiddish Sheikhat from Yiddish Geld. When he saw of us the Yid, Yid Faklav, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, in his money, that Sheikhat, the Rebbeinu Shleilam takes. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedaka, mavir, nisrei, akzeira. That's sheichat. Yes. Yis upon him. The Eibishter is nice upon him. The Eibishter, he cuts the corners, so to speak. Where do we see? We see it in the Mishkan. Viter, that's this chazal. The derbosh of mevater, because of the shkalim, and that's what it means. Or panecha leinu adi nisa. Shekel esa. I believe that's what it means when I lift up the shekel. You know, I'll end with one more story, and I'll bring out the point I'm trying to bring out. This is from the Ben Ish Chaya Mashal. I've said it here before, so those that have heard it, fine. The Ben Ish Chaya brings an interesting mashal on how people live in a world of sheker when it comes to money. He says, it's interesting, and he gives a Zah mashal, a Zah story. He says, there was once a din toira between two, and the one that was losing saw that he has no chances of winning the din toira. So he has a private one-on-one with the dayan, and he tells him, you know, maybe is there any way how we could somehow figure out, huh? So the dayan says, listen, I'll tell you the answer. I have a house full of children, and I got to make chasnas and zach, and I'll tell you what, listen to me carefully. The day of the psak halacha, you'll take a check or whatever it is, you know, today it's credit card, but whatever it is, yeah. And you'll put it into the envelope, and you show me the envelope, you know, and I'll already figure out a way how we could swing it your way. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Ahi Ayoim, the day of the Psak Halacha. So that's what the guy did. Takes the envelope, puts it in. And to the shock of everyone, he paskin that this guy's right and this guy was wrong. And everybody's thinking, how could there be such a thing? It was so clear, it was obvious that the person was wrong and the other guy was right. Nobody understood what happened. As they're saying goodbye to the Dayanim, you know, they're passing by, the guy takes out the envelope and he slips it to the Dayan puts it in his pocket. And everybody leaves. This guy who lost felt terrible. He didn't understand why he lost, but this guy knew one who won, he knew one. Okay. The Dayan goes into his private chambers and he's all excited. He opens up the envelope and guess what's inside? Nothing. So he begins to scream, Azoi Luma Sheker, Oi Vey, give a cook the oil ma sheker with Tutsakop. Here a Vesai. Money is could be all about a whole oil ma sheker. There's a whole world that revolves around an oil ma sheker. And then there's a Mishkan that revolves around Yiddish Geld, Shikla Yisrael, when it's Nisa, when it's elevated, when you do something proper with your money. And with this I will end with the following. You know, Rabbi Isai, I believe strongly that a person lives at a tkufa, that he's supposed to live at that tkufa because the events of that tkufa are meant for him and his neshama, for whatever. And the Olam HaNesham is a tikkun for him. It's for him to grow. He needs to experience and see those things that are through his lifetime. There was an interesting event that took place last week, last Shabbos. I know my son came to tell me about it. You probably know maybe even the details a little more. But my son came and told me that there was a flight that was supposed to land in JFK, and because of the fog, I guess it was an Arab Shabbos last week, the fog, they landed in Syracuse. But they couldn't get off the plane, customs, Agansa Maisa. So everybody, the Eden on the plane, all waited on the plane. And then the plane flew on Shabbos to JFK. The Eden were all prepared for them. All types of Eden from all different communities. Arrangements were made, hotel rooms, food for Shabbos. This Rabbi says, I shouldn't be telling you Chiddush. I'm sure you listened to the news. This was in the news. You hear Rabbi say, in JFK, even we're waiting with food. You know what it is to rent in a motel in JFK? Does anybody know the price? Does anybody have any idea how much money goes into it? That's for shekel esa. Bayis nachim v'nisach. Take lessons, Rabbi say. When geld is rain, when geld is tayridik, bifil hearts, ayid leik darainin zayn geld, then the geld becomes, you know, it's in tish shechina, ma'is yedek.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.